Good evening, everybody, and welcome once again to the One Lump or Two Productions podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Lumpy. Now, I have decided this week we're going to do something a little bit different. This week, whether fortunately or unfortunately, depending what type of listener you are, and rather if you prefer my Mediterranean lilt as opposed to various guests we've had on here, I'll be coming to you this week by my lonesome. For one reason or another, it appears to me that the gods are conspiring for me not to put out a podcast this week, but I say no. I say absolutely not. By no chance and by no way will I allow that to happen. So, we're going to see where exactly this podcast takes us. I've decided that the time frame for this will be the call I made for dinner and the Uber Eats gentleman delivering. That's my time frame on this. So we're going to see where exactly it is. We're going to play a little bit, you know, a little bit devilish with it all and see where we arrive. For those of you wondering to the geography of this particular audio output this week, I'm not in my garage surrounded by my tools and the smell of rust. Rather, I am in my bedroom today, surrounded by, on one side of me, a pile of laundry waiting to be ironed, and the other side of me, my computer and the three t-shirts I own. People often ask me, they say, Mr. Lumpy, do you have any t-shirts? And I say, of course, I have three. I have the one with no holes, the one with the bleach stain, and the one that was on sale, because when you have so many extra larges or so many X's in front of the L, after a while, really, they just sold this as bedding. So, you know, I find them cheap. But anyway, I know you're asking, you're thinking, this is an illusion, perhaps at some time another voice will join. But not really. So this week I had a rather odd thing happen to me. Actually happened to me yesterday. I was walking for coffee and breakfast. It's something I do from time to time when I'm feeling that, you know, another 20 pounds doesn't show. Really, once you're a full sphere, girth doesn't matter. I mean, you know, girth matters, but unfortunately, I'm not important enough for it to matter to me.
Somebody
Anyway, I was walking, and there was a gentleman in front of me, and he was pushing a stroller, which I assume held his child. If it's not his child, then I can only apologize. But beyond that, so I was walking, and he was walking at, let's say, half the pace I was walking. Now, just as I had crossed the road, and we had intersected going the same way, I realized that my speed would have me intersect him at the precise moment I was to fart. So I decided to slow down until the morning wind, as it were, the gust, would subside. So I said, okay, I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to prepare myself for the release. Let's hope it's not too loud. But unbeknownst to me, he decided to stop mid-stroll. At which point I passed him, and the timing was thrown off, and I farted right beside him, which is an awkward situation at best. At worst, when you're me, it's diagnosed as a chemical attack. I mean, really, my diet is not the best. I mean, when your diet is mostly protein, and not the, you know, not the healthy kind like legumes and quinoa, really, it's just the smell of decaying flesh. And, you know, that's a smell nobody ever should smell. But, you know, I press on. I press on with my day. I arrive at breakfast. See, here's the thing. Eating alone is not really a problem unless the restaurant is full. Because once the restaurant is full, you really just seem selfish that you're robbing normal sociable people, the opportunity to enjoy a meal together. So when it's a very full restaurant, when I eat alone, I usually tend to have my headphones and I'm usually listening to podcast, audiobook. I don't know how people listen to music, when they eat alone or when they're doing any kind of mental work. So the people when I was younger, so somewhere, I remember being very dark and then very bright. So somewhere around the invention of the light bulb when I was a child, people used to listen to music when they studied, like for school stuff. And I never understood that because I just found that I had to have like white noise. So I had to have like the radio on or the TV, something not so rhythmic. I would get caught up in the rhythm. And the rhymes, I'm sure that's from a song somewhere. Anyway, so I was sitting there at the restaurant, and when you arrive, let's say at a restaurant that's getting busy, and you're alone, they strategically put you so you don't upset anybody. So I was sitting relatively close to the entrance. I mean, not entirely close, but one would say within throwing distance. So, as people were coming in waiting for a table, I had noticed that a table relatively close to me was emptying, and they hadn't restocked it with guests, so it had remained white linened with fresh dishes and so on, and it was relatively close to mine. Now I saw a large party of people waiting by the door. Now here's the thing: what do you do in that situation? Do you eat faster? Do you eat slower? Do you not mind them? Do you hurry up? Because I've always hate eating in a rush. It's just not eating for me is should always be first and foremost an enjoyable thing. People say, oh, it doesn't matter because it's one of the base fundamentals of life. It sustains us, what keeps us going. And that's true, but if you ever think about the real things, the real base human things that we need to survive, you know, eating, sexing, shitting, pissing, they're all releasing and satisfying acts. So that is intertwined. The fact that you can just, be fed intravenously is not, doesn't really appeal to me. Or that you can buy a fleshlight doesn't really appeal to me. Or that you can wear a diaper doesn't really appeal to me. Because while they are base needs, they are enjoyable needs. They're not things you say, oh my God, I have to procreate today. Oh my God, I have to eat today. Oh my God, I have to shit today. That's not really how it works. There's a reason why it's enjoyable, because you have to do it. It is an innate sense, something within your tum-tum that moves you forward. Now, so what did I do? In fairness, they got lucky. I was just finishing. I had been there for 3 hours eating, so you know, it was near the end. So then afterwards, after they came, they ate. They did what they had to do. And I was gone by this point. Now, actually, I was kind of shocked the restaurants were busy, because it was playoff weekend in this fine city of Toronto. So I wasn't expecting busy restaurants. I was expecting emptiness, because if one is being totally honest, the Raptors-Leaf playoff, to me, doesn't really affect my life. I was far more interested in the Arsenal-Man City match. Luckily, Arsenal won. It means there's a God, and it means that he's good. But beyond that, you know this thing that happens during sporting events? You have two things that seems to happen. You have general euphoria that a team from the city is doing well, something that really hasn't happened for a long time. And recently, all four of our largest sporting teams have been in the playoffs. You have Toronto FC, the Raptors, the blue team that plays on ice, and the blue team that plays a god-awful slow game on grass and some brown sand dirt thing that nobody really knows what it's made of. So they've all been doing relatively well. So you have two types of fans, it seems. You have general euphoria that there's something interesting going on, something anybody can be proud of. And everybody, I think, wants to feel pride. I think everybody wants some sort of affirmation that where they're from, where they live, essentially, is good. That's why I think people enjoy sporting teams so much. You can also enjoy the sport, but when you enjoy it and you're invested behind a team, as I am behind the great team that is Arsenal Football Club, you feel it more. And it's not that I've supported a team from London. I'm not from there. I have no connection to the UK whatsoever, other than I live in a Commonwealth country. And I am a servant of Her Majesty Elizabeth Windsor, the second longest serving monarch the British have ever seen. But that's a tangent, a history tangent. We will come on another day. Where was I? Oh, yes, so you have two types of fans. You have the general euphoria, which is marvelous and wonderful and everybody enjoys. But then there's microcosms. There's like microorganisms that create the great reef that is a sporting a fanhood. You have the fans that I assume would be, and that's the fan that hates everybody jumping on the bandwagon at the last second. That, you know, where were you when we were doing so shit? You know, where were you when I said, I don't know, name me something that happens in hockey. I don't know, when we should trade one guy who holds a stick with another guy who holds a stick on the ice. You know, where were you when I said that? Where were you when I said we need a guy who throws the ball a slightly different way than another guy who throws the ball a slightly different way? Or where were you when I said we need a gentleman that can shoot the ball from this distance and we need a different guy who can bounce that same ball a different way? Now, yes, I'm being facetious for what I assume is a failure at comedy. But you can see you can see how there can be feuding. So you have the bandwagoners, people really who are just looking for an opportunity to drink, which I am totally behind. But really, if you're looking for a reason to drink, just open up a newspaper, really. Once you open up a newspaper, I mean open up to the art section. It's pathetic. I haven't read an art section newspaper in years. I've since realized I'm not pretentious enough for that. But beyond that, shall we see where the Uber gentleman is? According to Uber Eats, another thing about Uber Eats, if Uber Eats is listening, one, we're looking for a sponsor. Two, you guys make it far too easy to put in a misorder. My God, I've used it many times and I love it. Because now it makes delivery universal. It's absolutely fantastic. Wonderful. Wonderful. Sponsor us for free. Just send me, a Reuben sandwich, on occasion. But you make it far. One night, I swear to God, I ordered a Reuben sandwich, sushi, and, what was it? And shawarma by accident. Because I did not use it. It was the first time I'd used it. Let me tell you something. On one hand, I was upset because of the bill. On the second hand, it was like a nice, you know, rendezvous of food, which for me is an always, unique, delight. Not everybody shares in that, but you know, I've always, been bullied for being unique. But let's repress the adolescent, feelings. But anyway. That's been going on. I believe the blue team that plays on the ice, they've been eliminated. The team named after the dinosaur. I never understood why Raptors would be a good choice for a baseball team, seeing as they have very small arms and don't jump. Why Blue Jays is a good name for a baseball team, seeing as birds don't have any ability to throw a ball or hold a stick. So, I'd like to know the origin of that. That's actually quite interesting why. I mean, I don't really see many Blue Jays around. I'm assuming they've all been, shot. I don't know. I don't know what happens to Blue Jays when you don't see them. A lot of Robins this year. A lot of Robins. Robins always appear to me like they were born in the 1960s because of that weird sort of sepia brown that they are. Like they have a brown reddish front, then they have a brown brown, then they have like a brown sort of vanilla cream line that goes. It's a very bad description for nobody's ever seen a robin. You know what I mean? I mean, I wonder how many birds I actually know what they look like. You have a robin, you have a blue jay, you have a cardinal, you have a finch, you have a yellow finch, you have Finch Avenue West. You have a hawk, an eagle, flamingo, that big one, I'll say orchid. Orchid is wrong. Orchid's a flower. Ostrich. There we go. There we go. You know, the thing is, once you pass nine, you don't really use animal names much. I'm sure I knew more animal names, when I was small. See, that's the thing, you lose it. Like an xylophone, I'm pretty sure another few years I'm not even going to know what one looks like. They used to be everybody's favorite X word, because nobody else really knew in any X words. Besides xylophone. Oh, that's another thing. I miss me a good xylophone. Jeez. Those were the day. You know what, while I'm sitting here waiting for the Uber man, let's see what happened today. Today, I'm going to type it now. You're going to hear today in history. This day in history. What happened today? History.com. Ooh, the Easter Rebellion begins in Ireland. That's actually very interesting. The American Revolution begins today. German. So today in history, German endurance driver killed in crash. And it happened in the year 1983. You think they could include his name? You really think about when they put the American Revolution, they put Phillips and Arnold launch attack on Pittsburgh, Virginia, and they can't even give the guy a name. Fucking guy died, an endurance driver. I don't even know what that means. Was he driving on a treadmill? One should look that up. Ah, today, 1953, Churchill was knighted. Winston Spencer Churchill, the British leader who guided Great Britain. This is my Winston Churchill, if anybody's wondering. And the Allies through the crisis of World War II is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. Actually, one of my favorite voices to do, because you had some gravitas. Oh, this is actually even bigger. Jane Fonda's first workout video released in 1982. That's big shit. That's actually the biggest. Oh my god, how did I not know that? Everybody put that down in your fucking calendars for next year. 1982. April, what is it today? The 24th, I believe. April 24, damn it. Jane Fonda's first workout video. Jeez. That's some big shit. You just laid down me there. Big shit, just lay. I hope everybody, give me a moment while I recover. I wonder what else happened today. The Library of Congress. Well, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Anyway, guys, I think we're coming up on 20 minutes, which is literally the shortest podcast we've ever done. But I wanted to try something different. I wanted to try to do something new. Let me know what you guys think. Don't forget to like and share. And I look forward to bringing you somebody soon. I'm hoping for a new guest. Maybe sometime in the next coming weeks. I'd like to try something a little bit different. Maybe a new voice. Perhaps I should do it all like this down here and ask questions like this and say, Michael and Chris, what do you think about when you pee on a toilet seat? Because, you know, we only really ever speak about very highbrow, you know, highly intellectual, marvelous things like that. Anyway, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to like and share. And also don't forget to send in your questions. This week is too fucking lazy to read any questions, but I promise next time I will read some. When I say read some, I mean make up some, but you know, I mean read some. Anyway, guys, thank you. Bye-bye. Same by now.